This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Now, here's the Glow Show.
Welcome to the Glow Show. I'm Will Anting. I'm your presenter and I'm joined by Senior Constable Gabrielle Tyack.
It feels like I'm always here.
I know. Well, you're the chief, the boss lady, so yeah.
I try.
You're stuck with it.
I'm the one that cracks the whip.
I know. And how have you been this week? Good?
Yeah, really good. Very busy.
Very busy.
Very busy. We've had all the midsummer events, haven't we?
Yes. Lots of naughty people out there, or have I been pretty good?
No, I think in general people have been behaving really well. I mean, most of the LGBTI events are very well run and the people are really well behaved. So far we're happy.
Now, being a police officer and well experienced, you would have heard the term, you're in more poo than a Werribee duck.
I haven't heard that. I'm learning things.
Well, talking about Werribee.
That's really horrible.
Who are we joined by today?
Well, we have James Downey, who's a constable at Werribee Police Station, and he's one of our fabulous glows.
Wonderful. James, welcome to the Glow Show.
I will. Thanks for having me.
Now, how long have you been in the police force?
I graduated from the academy in July 2016, so about a year and a half.
When people have a month before the year, you know it's very recent.
So I've been out at Werribee just over a year. Yeah, and all's going well over there.
And how are you finding everything? Be challenging? Was it a bigger job than you thought?
Everything's challenging about the job, I think, but I enjoy challenges, and certainly going to Werribee was an extra challenge. It's a very busy region out there, very growing community, lots of new people moving in there, lots of things happening. Felt like I was thrown in the deep end a little bit, but having looked back a year on since I've been there, and I felt like I've learned a lot, but certainly got a lot of distance to go.
Now, you did some community work before you joined the police force. Are you able to talk us through that?
Yeah, for probably 10 years before I joined, I worked on and off in various organisations working with adults and children with disabilities, organising recreation programs and things like that, working in and out of homes and doing various activities, and also 4 years working in an Indigenous drug and alcohol rehabilitation. So I've always wanted to join the police, but with that experience, I feel like I've had a good experience working with different cross-sections of the community and really enjoy talking with people from all walks of life.
Oh, that's interesting.
We always encourage people who want to join Victoria Police that there's no age barriers as to when you can join. However, we prefer people join with a bit of life experience. And what James has with the organisations he's worked with and the people he's worked with, it's brought a lot of knowledge and experience to the job. So some of the things that he knows and has dealt with in his time before he's joined, he will help other members who may not have dealt with those issues. So it's really good to have worked in those kinds of fields, social work kind of field, working with drug and alcohol, different community groups, and bringing that knowledge with you. It's very valuable.
So definitely a two-way thing. You're not only bringing it to the community outside, but you bring it with that experience and expertise within the police force as well, because let's face it, the world's a real world, and we're all human beings, and we all suffer problems with alcohol.
And policing is not just about arresting the crook.
No, exactly.
I mean, it's about... There are reasons usually behind why people do the things that they do. And just arresting someone isn't always a simple answer. You have to also look into what we can do to assist them to hopefully put them back on the right track. And some of that's drug and alcohol. Some of that might be family violence. There's a whole history of why people behave the way they do. And so we're not social workers. However, having a bit of a background or knowledge in that area helps us perhaps point them in the right direction so they don't reoffend or they don't go down the road they've already travelled that has brought them to our attention.
Now, James, when Gabrielle asked me to do this show, it struck a little chord with myself. 8 years ago, or actually probably nearly 9 years ago now, I had an alcohol problem. So I'm quite understanding and I hear the issues. So I haven't drunk now for nearly 9 years. And the community in general, and both within and outside the police force, where do you see alcohol today? Is it a problem within our community more so now than what it was maybe 10 years ago? Is the trends getting worse? Are we seeing higher crime rates because of alcohol? And what are some of the challenges that you deal with on a day-to-day basis with alcohol?
Well, without understanding any of the stats in terms of crime committing, even though I've been in the job for only a couple of years, I do see that it is still an issue along with drugs. Alcohol is one of those things I don't think will ever really go away. Just obviously it's so accessible. In terms of crimes, I certainly see in my job that it is an issue in a lot of people committing crimes. It is alcohol related, whether it be a family dispute or people stealing alcohol from shops and things like that. So it is something that we obviously need to continue to address, and the tools that we have at our disposal, trying to get people engaged in services in the area, is something that I use quite a lot, and I encourage other members to do as well. Quite often the person who's got the issue with alcohol might not be in touch with any services and they want the help, they just don't know where to start. So by linking them in with certain services and following up, and quite often those people live in those areas, so you might see them quite often. So it's just a matter of touching base. But in terms of stats, I couldn't say if it's a bigger problem than it was 10 years ago, but certainly in my experience, it's certainly a big issue. And drugs is obviously coming through, and also traffic stuff as well. Mm. Drugs and alcohol is well played out in the media as being a big problem. And I think probably drugs has taken over the cause of more deaths on our road than alcohol, but alcohol is certainly an issue.
Yeah. And we know that.
We address this.
We had Beck Lawther in a previous podcast talking about drugs and alcohol issues from the Highway Patrol. And she was saying how drugs are a much bigger issue than alcohol in her experience, specifically more recently.
Yeah.
We forgot to mention, we have someone else in the room.
We do.
Dinesh.
Dinesh, how are you going?
Very well, thank you.
Dinesh is one of our MLOs who works in Melbourne.
I've been in the background here.
I multicultural liaison.
Bring the multicultural component to the show. I feel like I'm here all the time, like Abby now.
So, look, feeding on from what we were discussing with James, do you feel that alcohol issues in the community are continuing to increase or decrease?
James said, it'd be interesting statistics to look at and analyse from probably 10 years ago. I think alcohol is so much more accessible now than it used to be. Just looking around, I remember when I was growing up, there used to be only one bottle shop open in the city at night, and all the rest used to close early. And if you wanted to get that bottle of alcohol, you used to have to come down to the Ligon Street to the bottle shop there and get a bottle of alcohol. Now,
you're showing your age, Dinesh.
Absolutely. But now there's that many bottle shops open late at night in the city that it's so much more accessible. So,
and that accessibility is causing problems.
Well, you'd have to think that has part to do with it. But, as we can see, drugs are another issue. It's a separate issue.
Yeah, if you talk to any police officer, I'm pretty sure that they would say that a high majority of people they deal with will be either drug or alcohol affected or both.
Interesting.
When they're committing offences or if they're causing problems or issues, it's something that's not uncommon. It'd be more likely than not that there will be one or both of those in someone's system.
Now, James, tell me a little bit about the Werribee Police region and what's your roles there?
Yeah, so we're a really big region out there. We cover a large area along with Wyndham North Police Station, which is in Tarneit. It's a very growing, diverse community out there. We see lots of new families coming in. There's a stack of land out there which is just constantly being built on, so we're forever increasing the population out there. We have a diverse range of work that goes on out there, so it's good for me to be learning different things out there at my current level, which is just general duties, uniform member. So I probably spend half my time in the station just responding to people coming into the station to report things or get some advice or answering the phones, which just seem to run off the hook out there, or half the time maybe out in the van responding to 000 calls or doing a specific duty, whether it be a foot patrol at the local shopping centre or attending to a glow event or midsummer event festival.
Which was going to lead me on to my next question. Being a GLOW officer, and did you get yourself up to the midsummer festivities at all?
Yes, along with Gabby, we were out there and promoting Victoria Police and meeting lots of different people and lots of different organisations out there. It was the first time I've done it, so I was really excited to get out there. And I met a good group of people who I just want to give a quick shout out to, the Rainbow Rights and Advocacy Group. They run out of the city for people with disabilities from the LGBTI community, so I'll just give a shout out to them.
No, that's excellent.
That's good, because a lot of the time in this community, we forget about people with disabilities.
Yeah.
And we sometimes forget about the transgender people too, but disabilities is another facet of that. So we forget about all different groups within our own community. And we've got to make sure that we know what the resources are available to people.
That's right. A lot of people with disabilities might not be able to speak up or might not even be verbal. So it's about understanding their rights and their needs.
And James, this year, was it the third year of Pride March for you? Is this the third year you're going to be in Pride March?
Yep, third year of Pride March. The first year I just finish at the academy, so I think I did that in casual clothes, and then the following few years I've done it in uniform. So yeah, it's been a great experience, and I think the numbers increasing, Gabby might say, each year, which is fantastic, and always have a great time out there. Quite often you don't get applauded being in the police force, you get get a lot of other stuff, but it's really nice to be applauded and recognised by the community there, and also see all the other people that are participating in the march, so hopefully it keeps going.
Now, your involvement as a GLOW representative within the Victorian Police, now just walk me through and explain some of the duties, responsibilities and issues that you deal with as a GLOW officer, both within the police force and externally.
My understanding of the role is to create that relationship with people of the LGBTI community and ensure that they understand that we're there to offer advice and help and make it easier for them to report issues that they might be reluctant to report. They might have had a bad experience with police in the past or anything like that. So I suppose they have to understand that we've had some specific training, that we understand some of the issues they might be dealing with, and hopefully can treat them fairly and give them a good police experience.
Excellent. Yeah,
and Werribee's got a couple of GLOWs, maybe three or four that I'm aware of.
I think we've got about six.
Oh,
and
wow.
And there's a couple over at Wyndham North as well. So
It wasn't that long ago that Werribee didn't have any GLOWs, a number of years ago. So to have that many shows that if you live anywhere around Wyndham and your local police stations are Werribee or Wyndham Vale or Wyndham North, you've got a bunch of GLOWs there. So any issues you've got, go into the police station. Talk to anyone, of course. All the members can help you, but you've got a bunch of GLOWs there to assist you, and one of them is James.
And well done to Gabby for recruiting them all.
Yes, I did.
And look, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's important to mention that GLOWs are for internal as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Statistics would show that there's a lot of people from that community within the organisation itself, so it's about recognising that we're all different and come from different walks of life, and I think by creating a diverse organisation will help facilitate good response to when the community come in, given that the community's from a diverse background as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we want people to know that Victoria Police represents the community. So everyone from every community we want to have represented within Victoria Police. So that includes different multicultural and religious communities. If we don't have you here yet, we'd love to have you come and talk to us. Dinesh is from our multicultural liaison officer area, and he would happily talk to you, and so would a whole bunch of other MLOs to show we're inclusive and we would love to have different cultural backgrounds and religious backgrounds in Victoria Police. It's like what we were saying with James. He's brought all his experience into the organisation, and we need that experience so we know how to deal with different issues.
I know there's also a push within the police force to recruit people from diverse backgrounds as well, because after all, we're meant to represent the community, and that's how we do it. We have to recruit from diverse groups of people. So I know there's a big push now.
And you're doing it, and it shows sitting in this room now, which is it's a beautiful thing. I think it's great. James, where do you see yourself in the next 10 years with the Victorian Police Force? What would you like to do?
Chief Commissioner.
To do, yeah.
I don't know about Chief Commissioner. For the next couple of years, certainly I just want to continue where I'm at, gain some more experience on the road and dealing with the general duty stuff, and then, who knows, maybe go into proactive policing, whether it be doing stuff with members of the community. But yeah, Victoria Police has got so many facets to it and different areas that probably I've never even heard of. So wherever it all takes me, I'll just sit tight and enjoy the ride. But certainly the community stuff interests me at this point.
No, that's great. Once again, you should be really proud of the work you do. I think Victoria and the community is very lucky to have a dedicated person, like all yourselves, but given the work you've done in the past, you know, focusing on the disabled and people with alcohol problems, you're bringing our community and the police force some great resources. So thanks for joining us today and telling
thanks,
us
Will.
Your story.
Thank you.
And if you're in the Wyndham or Werribee area, go in and say hello to some of our GLOWs.
Oh, well, I might have to do that one of these days.
Yep, we're always out and about and going to different events out there. So, yeah. There's always one of us available on the station.
No, that's excellent. That's it for this week's GLOW Show.
Another one down.
Now, don't forget to download many other GLOW Show podcasts at joy.org.au, the GLOW Show.
And don't forget to subscribe.
Yes,
and also rate the show.
Oh, well, I keep forgetting that.
We did get an award from Joy for Best Podcast. Well, so rate us. Keep going.
Thank you, Gabby.
No worries.
We'll see you again next week.
Indeed.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thanks, Will.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Vic Police GLOW Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Head to joy.org.au/The GLOW Show to find more episodes or search Joy 94.9 GLOW Show on iTunes. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rate and review if you like what you hear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.